Hello, hello, and welcome to the very first edition of the Fortitude Show. I am your co-host, Emily Ford, and I am joined by my amazing, gorgeous, handsome, intelligent husband, Jay Cavron.
That must be new for you to say co-host. Usually you say host. That actually caught me off guard.
There's a couple things that feel new. The husband word and the co-host word.
It'll never get old.
And all the words. And, you know, I just first of all want to thank you for listening to this. And honestly, you're probably somebody who's listened to my previous show, the It Factor show. Maybe you're not. Either way, it means so much to me that you've been patient while I've taken time off, gotten married, did a rebrand, and it's all for good reason.
I'm still trying to figure out who is this man you got married to. Who is he? Where is he? Oh, I'm your co-host.
Yes. And you know, and many of you know that I've ran the solo gamut for quite some time.
But who is behind the scenes every time?
Yeah. It's like, okay, so here's the thing. I am all about designing your life. And this is something I've preached for over a decade, designing your life. And, you know, what I found was when doing my other show, because Jake and I both are entrepreneurs, we both work from home. I mean, we really, really love to be with each other. I know that sounds funny because not everybody does, but we thoroughly are best friends. We enjoy being together. And so when the It Factor show started popping off, all God be the glory for that, like literally started popping off, started to get a lot of really amazing guests. It just was busy. And what I found was, is that it was like almost separating me from Jake. And I mean that in a way of like, I would film and be gone all day and be prepping for it, but also be experiencing these amazing interviews and interactions with people I wanted him to meet as well. And, you know, he would sometimes come with, but then I had to like fill him in. And let me just fast forward this and just say, like, you can always change things if you feel like, oh man, like I don't like how this is in our relationship right now, or I want to build something with someone and right now I'm not. You can change it at any given time. And if you know anything about me, if I want something, I go get it. And if something feels off, I'm going to try to make it feel on, you know, and that's just how I operate. And so for me, this is like really exciting, is that I've made a conscious decision to go all in on our podcast, on the Fortitude Show. And with me deciding to go all in, I need to make it fit into my lifestyle and also be in alignment of my priorities in life, which if you're new here, number one, it's my relationship with God. Number two, it's my relationship with my husband. And then third is my life's work. And a part of this show is my life's work. It's my purpose. It's our empire we're building. And, you know, what's so cool about it is having a life by design, I can build a part of my empire alongside of my husband. So, yeah. You know, that's why you're here. Plus, let me just say this and then I'll let you speak. It's because you are intelligent. You're on the same sphere as me. Like we're walking side by side and you can equally talk to these intelligent, amazing people that we have on the show. And you know, like you can hold your own. You're not just like a sideshow Bob.
I was going to say, I mean, I know I'm your husband, but I know you're not just bringing me in because you feel like I'm your husband. Is there's a value we could bring together. And
oh, for sure.
You know, I'll acknowledge Emily too. This, I didn't want to force this idea, nor I even thought this would be an idea. And that's the power of just making a decision. She had a decision in her mind where she was like, she literally told me that. She's like, I want to create life by design. Why are you always, you know, watching from afar, obviously make connections, build relationships, all that from the guest that's there. She's like, you have your own show that you've been doing for a little bit here and there. You obviously a speaker, but like, why don't we do this together? Because every time I came in and did an episode with you, like, people love that. And it's because we could give that dynamic from a man, from a woman, from different experiences, but we appreciate each other and compliment each other. And so that's what we hope you feel here is I was honestly very flattered when she said that. And I almost was pushing it away because I was like, are you sure? Like, I don't want you to feel like you have to. But this is going to be such a blessing because we come from different backgrounds, but we have the same mission. Mm-hmm. And it also feels so aligned with the rebrand and the optimized brand of the Fortitude Show. Having fortitude. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that. And this is an exciting episode, by the way, because we just want to give you some updates. We have some powerful guests to come. We are going to go deeper with maybe guests you've heard of, never heard of, but we're really going to that level that most people don't. And so be ready for that. Plus, we're going to be having episodes of you and I just kind of bantering, but talking about very hot topics that can really help people. But let's talk about Fortitude. Like, where did that come from? And why is it called the Fortitude Show now?
Yeah, well, the whole brand is basically Fortitude. We have our mentorship program.
Do you do like branding or something?
I do a little coaching and personal branding.
If you saw my brand before I met her, I was a simple guy, black on black, a whole different person. You helped me level up my brand. So yes, you
black
are.
Black on black is still really good. Yeah. It's very chic.
That was the only outfit I had though.
So, you know, my new keynote, Never Be Shaken, which we'll get into all this. But why Fortitude? Is because here's the thing. You know this listening to this. You have been through some stuff. You will continue to go through some stuff. And I love the virtue of fortitude because it's all about withstanding life's difficulties and pressing forward regardless. Regardless if somebody lies to you, cheats on you, steals from you, regardless if it's your own limiting mindset, your own strongholds you might have, regardless of the change of environment, regardless of the change of economy, regardless of how you grew up, regardless of what's in your bank account, what's not in your bank account. Like, fortitude is such a strong virtue. And, you know, through my decades of coaching people and speaking and training, it's like I almost giggle when people talk about their problems and stuff. Cause I'm like, when did you think you weren't going to have problems? When did you think this was going to be easy? When did you, like, if you know to brace for impact and you know that in the world, like the enemy comes against you. And even if you're going to try to go make an impact and try to make people's lives better and more beautiful, there is going to be resistance. And that's why you need to learn how to draw the armor and have put on your breastplate of righteousness and have your swords. You'll see me on Instagram and I always have like my sword emojis because life's a battlefield. And I think far too often the way these things are presented, the way business opportunities are presented, the way even the way we feel on social is that everything is just like easy peasy, sunshine and rainbows. And the truth is that against your greatest resistance, against your greatest battles is your greatest breakthrough. And that's where you're going to go to the depths and become a man or a woman of God and become just such a strong person. And that's why it's called the Fortitude Show, because you must have fortitude. You must have not only physical strength, mental fortitude, but spiritual fortitude. And that's why we're here.
Oof. And that's like a keynote you just did right there. I love it. It's all about never being shaken, right? It's this idea that, and hopefully we can embody through our new marriage. We're not acting like we're marriage experts or anything because we have a long way to go. And
it's been
a
few months.
We're not even acting like we're human experts because we're still in this human experience. But hopefully through the conversations we bring and then also just the people we bring in. Mm-hmm. Like, we got a big lineup of awesome humans. We're in this beautiful studio. If you're watching YouTube, if you're listening on this, you have to go to the YouTube, search up It's Emily, see that, because we have a beautiful studio that we get to facilitate this. But it's all about never being shaken. And many of the reasons why you and I are here together and will continually be together, and not just together, but like love each other and love on each other, love through each other, is because we found fortitude through our ways of never being shaken. And for us, it's God, it's the Holy Spirit being with us. But there's also other ways in our mindsets, other ways of having fortitude, like you said, spiritually, physically, all that. So it's fun. And I'm excited to be here.
And I'm so excited you're here. And, you know, I want to touch on the guests here because you are going to hear from, I mean, some of the greatest minds, thought leaders of our times. But you're also going to hear from people who have a tremendous amount of wisdom in certain areas where some of them, I have been blessed, Jake has been blessed to be either in relationship with them, like friendship, or it be in rooms with them. And not everybody that comes on here is going to be some author, have some huge social following, but they will have a tremendous amount of success in an area. Like, we have friends and relationships of people that have built some of the biggest enterprises in the world. We have people that have funded some of the biggest causes. I mean, I feel so blessed of our network and who we know and who we're going to continue to meet. But everyone we bring on, it's for very good reason. And you're just going to be so, I think, enlightened, excited every time we drop episodes. Mm-hmm. So the aim here is to drop an episode on Monday and on Wednesday. We will be dropping on YouTube. So please, 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 please. I've never pleased you so much over here asking for you to do this. But if you could go to our YouTube and hit that subscribe button, that would be amazing. I've never tried to build YouTube. In fact, I'm sure we'll have a YouTube expert on here at some point.
Oh, yes.
But we are going all in on YouTube. So if you could subscribe, that'd be amazing.
And what's fun about the YouTube is, especially when it's a nice, you know, studio, it's good audio, is like you could put this on your TV and let your family listen into
this.
I mean, think about how many times, I mean, we watch certain interviews on YouTube so then we could hear it together. And that's where usually your kids or your spouse who weren't fully bought in, they pick certain things up and they're like, oh, that's amazing. What is that?
And here's the thing too, is like, sometimes we go to like have our like movie night when we just need to like, you know, we just need to veg out. And there's nothing on Netflix or Hulu that we even feel like watching. And so we always stream YouTube onto our TV. And it's just such a great way to, like you said, involve your spouse, the family, what have you. So subscribe on YouTube, but then also subscribe on iTunes. That would help us so, so much. And we are going to work so hard to bring you two episodes a week. And I'm so excited for it.
And this is all about you, the listener. Like when we have these guests, like our promise, and this is something, Emily, and this is just to hear the intricacies of who we are, is we really think about when we came together to do this, the Fortitude Show. What makes there's so much noise out there, so many other episodes, podcasts, things to do. Like what would make people feel the value? And we believe that our promise, we believe that this will be true. So then our promise is that having the dynamic of Emily, of her background, who she is, of a beautiful feminine woman, having now the dynamic of my background, the consulting, understanding entrepreneurship in different ways, but also just being able to see things that maybe she doesn't see, just vice versa, and being in a dynamic of a relationship, a beautiful relationship where it's led by God, is our promise is that you will not experience conversations anywhere else because of that. And we're able to unpack certain ideas, certain real applicable stories that can relate with you that no one else has done. And that's where we want you to feel like you're going to get the real in and out of this. You're going to not just hear the superficial questions and go on to the next. And, you know, you might see someone that you've seen on other podcasts. Oh, it's the same thing. Everything. Like, no. Our aim, our promise is to go deeper and extract information and stories and aha moments from that guest. Or even when you and I are talking with each other on solo episodes, that makes you go, I've never heard that person say it in that way. or I've never heard it in that way because now it's coming from a marriage dynamic. And so we're so excited. We honestly have no clue or even comprehension of what can come from this because it's bigger than our imagination. It's in God's vision. That's why we're here, because God has allowed this, the studio, the blessing of being here in this beautiful place called Traffic, which is a phenomenal place where the owner is also co-partnering with us for our event coming up in June, Discovering Polaris. But like all of this is God's way of saying, just keep taking the steps forward. I have a vision beyond yours. That's why you need to trust. And that's what faith is. But we can say for now that our promise is that you're going to want to tune into these episodes, because we're not here to try to sound good. We're not here to just talk about us or talk about accolades. We really want to make this applicable, so at the end of the day, you walk away with more fortitude in your life and also more just aspiration that you could do bigger things. And hopefully we could just be an example of that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that's what it's all about. It's always what it's been about with me. And I know if you have been somebody that has been with me on this, like you've been a listener, I know that you are somebody who is driven. You think differently. You want the best for your family. You want to get better. You want to heal. Like, that's why you're in my world. And I don't take that lightly at all. I don't take your time lightly. And, you know, I am all about, you are all about, this is why Jake is like so similar to me. We literally are like, okay, what is someone going to get out of this? And so I hope this episode, us just announcing the next step in our dreams, allows you to think about the next step in your dreams. So many times in business, in entrepreneurship, online, you kind of just see the next thing happen. Like, oh, this person came out with a book. Oh, this, that, whatever. But there's something so beautiful about taking you along the journey and really letting you in. And I call it revealing the curtain of Oz and letting you in on, like, this is our next step. And like Jake so beautifully said, God is going to take it above and beyond we could even imagine. And I would love for you to like take this moment for yourself. And it doesn't even have to relate to business. It could be about the way a dream that God has put in your heart that you want to show up in your marriage or in your family. Or maybe there's so much on your plate that you're like, why am I doing all this? It doesn't really make any sense. Or maybe you've overcommitted, or maybe something is just off. Like I said at the beginning of this podcast, once I got married, I was like, this isn't my dream life to build this show massively without him, because it involves a lot of time. You know that. To build anything significant and big, it requires a lot of time, a lot of resources, a lot of energy, and I would rather do it with my best friend than by myself. Period, end of story. So what could that be for you? Mm. And I would love for you, if you can think of something, and I know, like, listen, you can think of something, us doing the Fortitude Show, taking this step, letting you in of like, hey, it's day one, welcome, right? We've got the fresh signs on the wall. We've got the fresh lights. It's all freshy fresh. What is it for you? And I would love for you to like take a selfie wherever you are, at the gym, at the stroller, at the park, in the car, and like share what it is for you. Us, our next step, we do many things in this life. We do lots of different business ventures. But publicly right now, it's like our next step is this show. And we're sharing that with you. What's your next step? And tag Jake Havron on Instagram. Tag It's Emily. We'll regram some of you, if not all of you.
You do get a lot of regrams. So we'll do as much as we can.
But I'm obsessed with seeing that. Like, I have to see that because it inspires me so much. All the mommies, like, it literally inspires me so much. It's what drives me, is when you send me messages of something you're working on or a breakthrough, like it truly ignites me. So I'd love for you to think of that, but then publicly act on it and share it on your socials, because there's something about putting yourself out there. What it does, babe, is it helps with accountability.
Yeah.
So anytime, like even writing this gosh darn book, because I put it out there, I have to, right? I've always done that though. Even in my first business, when I wasn't making any money, I was like, I'm doing this, I'm all in, because it's like, it puts that healthy pressure on me as well.
Yeah, that call to action is definitely for you more than us. It's nice for us to see that. But that's for you to have that accountability. And, you know, one thing that you hit on is how you said that you like to see that so you can understand. This is, even though this is a dialogue between Emily and I, this is a dialogue also between you right now and us. And so as we progress, like, we have so many thoughts and ideas how we want to serve through the show.
Yeah.
But as we grow, like, we want you to stay in tuned. And whether it's on social media, you send us updates. Oh my gosh, I loved it when you guys talked about that topic. Or, you know, I love how you guys do the solos together because you could go deeper. Or when you had the guests, like, we love hearing that. And we want to invite that because we're growing with you. The last thing we want to say or ever will say is we're perfect. With this show, we're always going to find new ways. But I do know one thing is no matter what, we will hold our foundation of who we are together. And that doesn't matter if we bring in someone that is a scientist, someone that is a devout believer, someone that is kind of like in the middle. It doesn't matter because we want to allow for different perspectives to come in. But Emily and I, we know our foundation, and we hope that your foundation is also strong in that.
And that's so good. So if you're new to me, to Jake, like, we are faith-based, we're believers, we're Christians. Hey, you may not be. You may be in the in-between. For many years of my life, I was what you call lukewarm. Like, I knew God was there, but I didn't pursue God. I didn't know him to the depths I do now. And so we share all that. So you always know where we're at. But we welcome, I have so many different friends. So do you that have different walks, different beliefs. So it's going to be a very interesting conversation.
If you're like, who's this Jake guy? You could go search up on the previous episodes. We had some things talking about our story. We'll have more times to talk about our stories as it progresses here. So that's really what this episode is. It's just really to welcome you to the Fortitude Show. Welcome me as a co-host, which is so exciting. And our one request outside of what Emily just shared, which is you having that accountability, stepping up, what is your big goal and dream? That's for you. One request that we have that we would just ask, if you have been listening to Emily for years now, maybe you've been following her since the beginning of her journey, maybe you're fresh today watching this, you came in, you know, this episode, watching after a few months, and you're finally seeing this, is that if you have found value, or just from this episode, or even in the past, if you found value, you know that this is a mission that you align with. The one request we have is that if you go onto iTunes and go and leave a review, that means so much for us, not only because we love to read those and see that.
Five-star review.
Five-star. We ask for honesty, but maybe a little good honesty. But leave a review. It takes less than 30 seconds. You don't have to write a novel. You could literally write a few sentences.
You could give me some emojis.
That helps so much. That's our one request here, because we will be making massive impact, but it's not just us. It comes along with you. And so if you can provide that, write that out, what we're going to do is that we're going to take a few of these reviews. We'd love to shout you out on our social media, and we'll pick a few of you, around two or three, and we would love to send you a special gift, which we'll be reaching out. So that's our one ask, is leave a review, because reviews allow for the people that don't know about us yet. You're the bridge between us and the people that don't know. And when they see that, they then have some trust to then come and take an episode with us and realize, oh, they're the real deal. They talk, the real talk. They don't just try to act or preach, but they're real, and it comes down to you. So that's our one request. We're excited to see that.
Yes.
And
yes. Yeah, so thank you for being here. We look forward to growing with you, and there's so much we're going to be sharing. So stay tuned and look out for Wednesday's episode with one of our dear friends, business partners. You're going to absolutely love the guest we bring on, and he is just the start.
That's right. Until then, go find fortitude in your life and never be shaken. See you in the next episode.
God bless.